It's official. Longboat Key hands the keys to a decorated soldier as Tipton prepares his exit. There was no national search. There was no headhunting firm with a six-figure retainer. No parade of finalists shuttled in for public auditions. No glossy brochure mailed to city managers from Maine to California. For the most consequential personnel decision a town can make, the choice of the one employee who hires every other employee, writes the budget, runs the storm response, and sets the agenda. Longboat Key did something almost unheard of in modern local government. It asked its departing manager to go find the next one. On Monday afternoon, at a special meeting at Town Hall, the Town Commission ratified that gamble without a single dissenting vote, appointing George Landry, the current St. Lucie County Administrator, as Longboat Key's next town manager. The roll call was unanimous among the six commissioners present. A retired Army First Sergeant who has never run a Gulf Coast barrier island town will, come September, be its chief executive. The motion passes, Mayor Deborah Williams announced, and George Landry will be our new town manager. Then, after a beat, good news. The man who is leaving. To understand the unusual process, you first have to understand the unusual standing of the man it was built around. Howard Tip Tipton announced his retirement on June 1st, capping a 45-year career in Florida local government, the last stretch of it as the manager of a town that, by his own account, gave him the least stressful job he'd had in three decades. That it still proved too stressful tells you something about the other jobs and about the toll the work has taken. Tipton's medical team, he told the town's employees, has advised that prolonged stress is driving health challenges he's been dealing with recently, and he needs to take every step he can to get back to better health. He told Longboat Key News he wished he could stay much longer. What he leaves behind is a ledger that any manager would envy. Tipton steered the town through the 2024 hurricane season, Helene and Milton, two storms within 2 weeks of each other, and out the other side to what he has described as 100% recovery, with parks reopened, amenities restored, and the island rebuilt to a higher standard of resilience. He saw the town-wide undergrounding of utilities pulled, finally and completely, out of the ground and into the conduit. And he was instrumental in raising the private money behind the future Longboat Key, public library, and community hall at the town center green. A $4 million local fundraising goal met, layered atop an $11 million Sarasota County commitment. He is also, almost universally, adored by the people who work for him, and, as Monday made plain, by the people he works for. That fact is not a footnote. It is the entire reason the search looked the way it did. Over a 45-year career, it has been one of my great honors to lead this organization and be a part of this wonderful town. Tipton wrote to employees in a June 11th message announcing his departure. It's one thing to talk a good game, and it is altogether so much more impressive when the team walks the talk. A search of one. When Tipton first told commissioners in April that he intended to step down, the board faced the standard fork in the road. Hire a national recruiting firm and run a months-long competition, or do something faster and more personal. With more than four decades of Florida local government relationships at his disposal, Tipton offered to do the recruiting himself. As has been done the last two town managers, he reminded the board Monday. The board agreed. The commission did not hand him a blank check, it handed him a profile. Commissioners wanted an experienced public administrator with Florida experience, a coastal background, a strong public safety and emergency management resume, public utilities experience, and someone capable of nurturing the town's relationships with both counties, as well as state and federal partners. It is, Tipton conceded, a short list of people who fit, and an even shorter one once you account for who would actually uproot a career to move to one of the most expensive housing markets in Florida on the timeline the town needed. He reached out to a targeted group of Florida administrators, gauged interest, ran one tour of the island, and met with several candidates over 2 months. One name, he said, rose to the top of the list. For a community of fiscally literate residents accustomed to scrutinizing every line of the tax bill, the absence of a competitive field is the kind of thing that ordinarily raises eyebrows, a point the commission addressed head on Monday rather than around. The town's wager is that Tipton's judgment, the very trust that made employees revere him, is itself the credential that justifies skipping the cattle call. Who is George Landry? The name Tipton brought back belongs to a man whose career splits cleanly in two. For more than 20 years, Landry was a soldier. He retired from the U.S. Army as a first sergeant after service that, per his resume, ran from 1990 to 2013 and included 6 deployments to Iraq, plus tours touching Afghanistan, Ukraine, Korea, Panama, and Cuba. He led and trained 150 soldiers, ran reconnaissance teams during combat operations, and walked away with 2 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart. The second act has been local government, all of it in St. Lucie County on Florida's East Coast. Landry started in 2013 as the county's human resources and risk manager, where he restructured a self-insured health plan, he says, yielded $2.4 million in annual savings. Then ran public utilities and solid waste beginning in 2018, bringing a 25-year outsourced utility back in-house and overseeing a $200 million utility expansion. In 2023, the county commission promoted him to county administrator, putting him atop an organization of more than 100 employees and a budget north of $900 million. He holds bachelor's and master's degrees from Columbia Southern University and is a credentialed manager through the International City/County Management Association. He has coached high school football in Fort Pierce and sat on the board of the local Boys and Girls Club. There is a tidy symmetry the town may appreciate. Tipton himself once served as county manager for St. Lucie County. Landry is, in a sense, following his recruiter's old footprints west. The dais speaks. What distinguished Monday's meeting was not the outcome. The result was never seriously in doubt, but the unusual, almost valedictory tone of the commissioners' remarks. One after another, they vouched not just for Landry, but for the man vouching for him. District 3 Commissioner Nick Gladding said he'd spent an hour and a half with the candidate and wanted the public to hear it. I spent an hour and a half discussing with Mr. Landry, and I was impressed with him, Gladding said. I found him to be very direct, very honest. He's got a great background, not just because he's an Army guy. He underscored the scale of the job Landry already holds. Today, he's sitting as a county officer. He's not a city. He's head of the county over at St. Lucie. He's got a lot of responsibilities, and I strongly recommend that his agreement be approved. District 1 Commissioner Gary Coffin opened with a joke at the departing manager's expense. I was really hoping that the $550,000 offer for tip would keep him, Coffin deadpanned. Apparently that wasn't enough. Just kidding. Then he turned earnest, citing the very thing the streamlined search was built on. Anyone that Howard Tipton would recommend, I would only have to 100% agree with that recommendation. He praised Landry as someone used to making decisions on the spot, with some good history behind him, before circling back to the man leaving. It'll be hard to see Howard go, because he's been really good at what he's done, and the town owes him gratitude for it. At-large Commissioner Steve Branham was the one to say aloud what skeptical residents might be thinking. I think if inquiring minds of the citizenry were to speak, you'd probably say, why are we doing this so quickly and without a broader catch, if you will, and selection of people to pick from, he said. And a normal process is what I would call it. And this isn't a normal circumstance. Howard, he said, for a number of reasons, great reasons, decided to take his retirement now. Branham came down firmly for the recommendation. He is a very competent leader. I think he's been well trained by his superiors and from St. Lucie County, and he seems sincere, very hard worker. Then, riffing on Landry's military service and a running island in joke, he quipped that the Coast Guard is in Keokuk, Iowa. It is not. The bit landed anyway. He's well positioned to do this job. He's well skilled. And I would say you will be amazed by his work ethic. He's the right guy. So I would wholeheartedly approve him. Vice Mayor Penny Gold offered the question that may linger longest. She had asked Landry directly why a man running a county of more than 400,000 residents would want to come to a town of 7,500. His answer has to do with the quality of life, Gold told her colleagues, and I think that's a testament to the town managers that we've had here in helping to protect that. Landry, she added, has weathered hurricanes and every manner of emergency in St. Lucie. I think anything we can throw at him, he'll be well equipped to deal with. Mayor Williams closed the discussion before, I agree with everything my colleagues have said. There's not much that I can add to that, she said. I do think he will be an excellent fit for the community, and I'm looking forward to having him join us here. And I think you all get a chance to meet him, and I hope you'll agree. Keep Longboat, Longboat. In the cover letter included in the agenda packet, Landry leans hard into the phrase he says he kept hearing as he learned about the island. As I learned more about Longboat Key, one phrase consistently stood out. Keep Longboat Longboat, he wrote. If selected, my role would not be to change Longboat Key's identity, but rather to help protect, strengthen, and enhance it through professional management, responsive service, and collaborative leadership. He framed his pitch around continuity rather than reinvention. A reading of the room that, for a town wary of an outsider, is either genuinely astute or precisely what an astute outsider would write. Public service has been the foundation of my professional life for more than 30 years, Landry wrote, and throughout that time I have learned that leadership is ultimately about people, trust, and stewardship. He pledged, if hired, to keep the town resilient, financially sound, and prepared for future opportunities and challenges. Three adjectives chosen, one suspects, with this particular readership in mind. The money. Here is the part Longboat Key residents will read twice. Landry's starting salary is set at $255,000 per year. Against the obvious benchmark, what Tipton would have earned, it is barely a change. Tipton's base was $211,500 when he was hired in January 2023. Had he stayed and received a 5% raise this October, his FY 2027 salary would have landed at roughly $255,624. In other words, Landry will earn about $624 less than the man he's replacing would have. Town Attorney Maggie Mooney walked the commission through the contract Monday, describing it as substantially similar, almost a mirror image of Tipton's, with a handful of deliberate tweaks she wanted drawn out for the commission's consideration. The salary for Mr. Landry that is being proposed is $255,000 a year, Mooney told the board. That is an increase from Mr. Tipton's salary, but it would have been, had you given him a 5% raise, that's what you likely would have paid him for the next fiscal year. The terms, in brief, a 5-year contract, running September 14, 2026, through September 30, 2031, with one optional 2-year renewal, potentially extending through 2033, and successive 1-year renewals after that. Landry's initial term is a year longer than the 4-year deal Tipton signed. As Mooney put it, the structure lets the arrangement continue for as long as the commission wants and Mr. Landry wants if the relationship is working. A housing allowance of $2,500 per month, $30,000 a year, a $500 a month increase over Tipton's $2,000, which Mooney noted would cost the town an additional $5,000 a year. The allowance is contingent on Landry living within town limits or within 10 driving miles of them. A relocation allowance of up to $10,000, repayable if he resigns within his first 2 years. A retirement contribution equal to 17.8% of salary. The same benefit afforded the last two managers, plus standard life, health, dental and disability insurance, a town take-home vehicle, and leave accrued at the rate of a 15-year employee. Whether that becomes a wash because of the physical that he is not availing himself of, that could be the case, she said. Severance, should the commission ever fire him without cause, is capped at 20 weeks. The maximum Florida law allows for a government employee. Mooney was emphatic on the point. 20 weeks is the magic number because the legislature said so. And removing him won't be casual. The contract requires a supermajority, at least 5 of the 7 commissioners. A threshold Mooney said she future-proofed against a coming charter review that could change the size of the commission. The transition Landry's obligations in St. Lucie County mean he can't start until September 14th, which is, not coincidentally, Tipton's last day. Tipton timed his exit to make sure the commission's first meeting after summer recess is covered, handing off the gavel and the keys in a single motion. Landry was not in the room Monday. A prior commitment kept him from the very meeting that decided his future. He had already met privately with each commissioner and with assistant town manager Isaac Brownman, the quiet, one-on-one courtship that stood in for a public search. He is expected to visit town hall on June 23 and 24 to meet staff, town leadership, and residents. What was really decided Monday? The town attorney's memo had been careful to underline a point the streamlined process might otherwise obscure. The choice was the commission's alone, to be made in the open. The selection of the town manager and the approval of an employment agreement remain entirely a town commission board decision, Mooney wrote, at a noticed public meeting where the town commission can discuss, consider, and vote on these items as a collegial body. So the decision Monday was narrower than, is George Laundry the right manager for Longboat Key? It was closer to, do we trust the judgment of the man who picked him? For 45 years, betting on Howard Tipton's judgment has paid off. On Monday, the town placed that bet one last time on his successor and did it without a single voice against. There will be time, the commissioners promised, to say more about Tipton before he goes.